You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This NBA Picks edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over-under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. And make sure to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
He's one of those guys who will get penetration.
Over, over, over.
It's a baby fucking wheel, man.
San Diego Superchargers.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money you're in with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Dog.
Sean, I don't know if you heard that sound.
But that was a scary grunt to start the morning.
It is early. We are doing a before lunch podcast, and I just wanted to remind everyone that even though NBA Sean is dead. NBA Real Money Kramer is
live and well.
Live, baby.
Well, we all did last time.
Here comes the team effort, huh?
Last time, last episode, I was live in Mexico. Got Munaf on here, and triple lock on the Heat. That was
easy.
I mean, again, to the guy who's chirping in the YouTube comments, well, if I knew Al Horford was out, first off, they adjusted the spread. They still covered the adjusted spread with no Horford and Marcus Smart. Smart was questionable going into that. So come on, get with the times and celebrate the triple locks that we gave out. Oh man. NBA heating up. And again, I gotta be honest, with the exception of the Sixers getting eliminated, this has been a great NBA playoffs. We're getting dogs like Jimmy Butler rewarded. We're getting Luka having beers pregame. Didn't really help them last night, but that should still be a great series. So much action to bet on over at WinBet. Of course, fire away on those build your own bet, AKA same game parlays. Tons of ways to win big in one single game, because we're only get one game a night. You got to maximize the return, and the build your own bet is a perfect way to do that. Also, 100% deposit bonus in the WinBet casino. And for the golf heads out there, $100 bet on golf between now and May 22nd, automatically entered for a chance to win golf trip to Win Las Vegas. You have to click opt in, but for every $100 you bet, you will be entered is an entry to win that golf trip to the Win Las Vegas couple nights stay as well. All you gotta do is download the WinBet app or visit WINNBet.com to get started. Offer subject to change, terms and conditions at WinBet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state or play through WinBet's available. If you're somebody who has a gaming problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
Sean, before you bring the guests on,
yes,
real quick, shout out to all time D-Gen legend John Daly, currently tied for third in the PGA Championship. So let's go.
Well, and shout out to Justin Rose, who I wanted to select in my DFS lineup. Capper and Steve advised against it, and he's off to a great start as well. I'm sure he will crumble. Either way, it's a win for me, because if he wins, then I can give them a ton of shit. Or if he doesn't do well, then I can just be like, oh, see, that's kills why we bring him on.
I read so many things about how McIlroy is primed to win that major finally, and he's crushing it right now in the leader spot. -4. So
very early,
but that's golf. Yeah. You should get the free. I mean, that course at the Win is pretty nice. I mean,
yeah, definitely.
I don't know. It's free.
Every $100 bet gives you an entry there. So make sure you check that out. Joining us on the line, a couple guys, we will be broadcasting live from the Win next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with some of the guys from the NBA Gambling Podcast, including one of the hosts of the NBA Gambling Podcast, MLB Propcast. He does it all. Moonoff, the machine, Manji. What's up, Moonoff?
What on, guys? Fantastic Thursday. We got what? PGA Championship during the day. We got some day baseball and yeah. We got NBA playoffs tonight. So what a time to be alive.
It really is just like 12 hours.
Well, and I enjoy the, just the persistent push of the machine nickname. I do yes. think segment loading for maybe the summer baseball months, machine learning.
Yeah. I like it.
You know, should we steal the? We need a more up to date, like a 2022
yeah,
machine.
Yeah, some sort of like T2 sound effect. Colby's the old school machine, and that's why it's the classic press your luck game show theme really works. Moonoff's like the modern machine, the upgraded. He actually has AI. Joining us as well, we will be hanging out with him in Vegas. You know him from the NBA Gambling Podcast and the newly launched WNBA Gambling Podcast, Mr. Terrell Furman. What's happening, Terrell?
So two things. First of all, the humble flex that you had earlier on, you don't think that I didn't catch it, that, oh yeah, when we had the other show and I was live from Mexico. You thought I didn't catch that. Live from Mexico. Yeah. All right. Cool. Nice flex. Good job. Great. Yes. Appreciate it. I want to be like you one day.
You got a crowbar it in. Was down Playa del Carmen. It's nice this time of year.
Hanging out with the blob. Shout out USFL.
Oh God. Yes. Check out that Photoshop. Pretty awesome. So Terrell, before we get going on this week's picks or you know, game two picks essentially, how are things going so far? WNBA show, I've been seeing the tout. Looks like a pretty good start.
Well, I mean, I don't mean to take a victory lap. You know, some people don't like that, but 14-5 to start the season, ATS. Unfortunately, I'm 2-4 on my locks, which hurts. And it's really annoying when you're 14-5 overall, but 2-4 your locks. That's really annoying. However, 6-0 from dogs to start the year feels pretty good, doesn't it?
Yes. Anytime you're hitting those moneyline dogs, that certainly makes up for everything else. And perfect transition, because we're going to be building our own moneyline dogs via three team player props over on Sleeper. If you have not joined our Sleeper team yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. All you got to do is go to sleeper.com/SGP. You will automatically join our group, so you can see our picks, our lineups, easily copy them. If you're driving, you go, oh, I forgot, you know, Sean's real sharp. I want to copy his picks. I forgot to write it down. I was driving. Now you can just go in the Sleeper squad, click copy, and you're good to go. I just copied Moonoff's lineup because I saw it come across the chat. Wanted to get in on a fellow sharps action. Moonoff, why don't you kick things off again? We're doing the three teamer player prop here, over unders for game two. What do you got? What do you like?
Yeah. So for my three team, the app just crashed on me. All right, here we go. My first one, it's going to be I've been starting to get into these turnover props and I'm looking at Jason Tatum to get over 3.5 turnovers here tonight against the Miami Heat. You know, we talked about how great their defense is. He's had at least 7 turnovers in each of the last two games. Game one against Miami, he had 7. Game 7 against the Bucks, he had 7. Going all the way back to game 6 against the Bucks, he had 4. So now you're facing this better defense. I think that he'll continue turning the ball over. So I'll take over 3.5 on his turnovers.
I like that.
Tyler Hero, over 15.5 points here tonight. I think that getting Marcus Smart back for the Boston Celtics is going to be huge tonight. I think that's going to be another body that they can throw at Jimmy Butler. But Tyler Hero's had success. If we go back to the 2020 bubble, he absolutely had a fantastic series against the Boston Celtics in that year. And he had, I think, 18 points in game one. So at 15.5, I'm going to take the over there. And then for game two between the Warriors and the Dallas Mavericks, I'm taking Andrew Wiggins over 16.5 points. I think he's going to be the difference maker, both offensively and defensively, for the Warriors. Again, last night had absolutely fantastic game on both ends of the court. So I'm going to continue riding Andrew Wiggins over 16.5 points in that game.
Yeah, I took the Wiggins under last night, which obviously didn't work out because I thought he would have his hands full on the defensive side and it would impact his scoring, but it didn't seem to at all. And yeah, it's interesting. You like him to have a good game too as well. I mean, again, their offense looked insane, and in hindsight, really should have seen the Mavs going cold after just hitting everything in game seven. Yeah. Not shocking that
I've day drank before athletics. It usually doesn't go well.
It's usually not before a game you think you have a great shot at.
I mean, just, that sluggish feeling of showing up to the rec basketball game after a happy hour. It's tough.
What about you, Terrell? Let's kick it off. Let's get your sleeper player props. Loving the rotating glowing background, of course, from your Charlotte studio. It really pops on the screen.
Yep. Shout out to my brother and shout out to his podcast, Good Taste Bad Grammar. They have a great studio set up here.
Oh, nice.
Come use it whenever. So Good Taste Bad Grammar. Shout out to those guys over there. Love them. All right. So my three picks, kicking off with Robert Williams over 9.5 rebounds. He was just dominant on the inside. And while I do think that these are defensive teams and they can score the basketball effectively whenever they want, there's still going to be a lot of misses in this game. And Robert Williams found, he just plays hard. He doesn't get a lot of minutes, and because he doesn't have the conditioning right now, but the 8 minutes that he got to start the game, he absolutely dominated. And I expect him to have a bunch of short bursts like that again. So give me Robert Williams to actually get that double-double this time. I know people thought it was last time. He's going to get it this time. So Robert Williams over 9.5 rebounds. Next, I have Tyler Hero, but I'm going to take his points, rebounds, and assists. It's at 22.5. I think that is a tad low for his points, so it'll be at 15.5. And he's been getting a lot of rebounds thus far in this series, and in the last game he played the Boston Celtics as well. He had a double-double against them. So if he can stay active around the rim and come up with a bunch of rebounds, and what people don't give him credit for is his playmaking ability, and he's able to get the ball after he draws all that attention and get some easy baskets for his guys. So, yep, give me Tyler Hero over 22.5 points, rebounds, and assists. And then, we got to sweat it out a little bit. So give me PJ Tucker just for half a steal.
Yeah, again. I love these ones where it's only a half because you have the entire game. All you need is one play. Because I had Luka over as well, and it was like basically halfway through the third, you're like, all right, these 33.5 points isn't happening today. But a half steal, you can talk yourself. I mean, even at the very end of the game, they're dribbling out the clock. There's always that one guy who's like still playing and grabs that steal.
Is PJ Tucker not that guy?
No,
is PJ Tucker not that guy where he would just poke the ball away from you when the game's over? Like, come on.
Yeah.
PJ Tucker's a dog.
I gotta take PJ Tucker. A lot of
dog in him. This has been, again, this is why I like this NBA playoffs. It's been great for dogs. Not super softies, but dogs like Jimmy Butler. And, PJ Tucker as well. All right, I'll go next here. I got a couple. Jason Tatum, I think, probably a bounce back game. And I think he's going to go out of his way to create his own shots. I don't see him getting a ton of assists. He's had in the past four games, he had two games where he only had four assists. Now, the past two games, he had 6 and 8, but I think he goes. He goes rogue here and just forces creating his own shot. Horford is still probably out, so I think he's gonna like put the team on his back scoring wise. But I'm just gonna go under 5.5 assists for Jason Tatum. For Jimmy Butler, I'm kind of with Moonoff. I don't know about taking Jimmy Butler points. I would lean under on it, but I do think being the dog that he is, he makes up for his lack of scoring elsewhere on the court. He's had 9, 8, and 9 last three games as far as rebounding. So give me over 7.5 rebounds. He's a very willing rebounder, and I think he'll do something to make up for possibly lack of points. And the last one, kind of chalky, but Steph Curry over 26.5 points. He really seems to be set on this like kind of low scoring game, then high scoring game. He had 21 last night, 29 the night before, 14 the night before, then 32, 30, 27. Like it almost seems like alternating. I think he didn't have to do a bunch of scoring last night. I think this game too, I expect to be more competitive, and I think he'll feel like he has to put it up more. So I like the over 26.5. Kramer.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have said a lot of useful information about Jimmy Butler. None of you mentioned his lineage and his bloodline. He's getting points. All right, go over 26 and a half. I'm not worried about the difference between 24 and a half and 26 and a half.
You know what?
41, 32, 23, 40, 33. I'm just reading off point totals he's had. So just dumb, layman fucking trend here. You guys are silly. Did you not hear Shaq on the TNT broadcast?
Right. My favorite part about the sleeper is not only can you see people's like the picks they make in the chat, but when you're going to make your own selections, they have the profile icon of the person next to the selection. So like when I'm hovering over Jimmy Butler's points,
you know,
there's just a photo of Kramer's head next to the number, and I'm like, wow, I know the over's coming on this one.
And the best part is it's my draft day photo. Yes. So shout out to Jake for whipping that one up. Jimmy Butler over 26 and a half points. You guys mentioned it, but I think the way of playing Tatum, I think he is going to push to do a lot more. And I like the turnover angle. So I'm also on the turnovers over 3.5. And the last one, this one was more of just, I was plugging around in Basketball Reference, and I couldn't understand why Draymond Green's assist is set at 6.5. He very rarely gets up there. And just from watching the first game, it doesn't seem like it's going to be one of those series. So I'm going to go under Draymond Green's 6.5 assists. How you feel about that? I almost went a fourth again.
Love it. I'm just trying to find.
Are you going
to
copy me?
I was going to scroll through. I'm just going to copy all these. Why not? Right.
You guys should see this one live. If you're in the YouTube following live, I did just enter that one. So you'll see it fly across the squad update. Turn the alerts on. You want to turn on Adam Schefter, and you want to turn on squad alerts.
Two
important things to winning money.
All right. I have a comical amount of entries going on Sleeper for the next 2 days. Make sure you hop in, you join us again. Whoever's the biggest Sleeper win between now and the end of the month, we'll throw in an extra $200 and a SGP hoodie. Sleeper.com/SGP to get going over there. And for those of you asking, baseball is coming soon. I've been told hopefully like next week or so. So that'll be awesome for grinding out day baseball, and especially once NBA goes away, you need your sleeper fix. All right, let's kick things off. Celtics Heat tonight as we're taping this. Celtics 3.5 point dogs over on WinBet, +140 on the money line. Total sitting at 207. Man, my instincts tell me to take the Celtics, but I just really find this team annoying, and I'm all in on the Heat. Hashtag Heat culture. So I'm a little bit torn here. And to Terrell's point, usually the Celtics disappoint.
Yep.
When you think they're really going to come through. And I mean that third quarter where they had a 22-2 run. Now I get it. Horford was out. Marcus Smart should be back. It looks like Al Horford, I think, will still be out. Marcus Smart should be defending Butler, as Munaf was talking about earlier. Miami's covered in 3 straight games. They're 7. They haven't lost a game at home in the playoffs. So tough to go against them for that. I mean, some of that, Terrell, you had that great stat about their record after 4 days of rest or more. They don't have 4 days of rest, but they do have it's not a back to back. I'm really going back and forth here.
Why?
Terrell, is this the time the Celtics disappoint us?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what's even worse about it is because Derek White and just recently was announced out because of personal issues. So now they're even shorter in that backcourt. You're looking at Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
Maybe Jaylen Brown, but they're really just playing Jaylen Brown at the two, but he's really a wing he's a wing player. Like he plays the wing. He's not a backcourt player. And then so outside of Marcus Smart, you have Peyton Pritchard. All right, well, you can play him, and he might hit a three. He might not. He's definitely going to give up a bunch of points because he's not good defensively. And so this feels like this was a great spot for Boston. They had the letdown after game 7.
Yep.
Get a win on the road, 1-1. This proves to everybody this is going to be a competitive series, and this is going to be really – no, this is not a good spot for them. They're going to take an L here, and it's because they had one of the worst benches for the whole season. The whole season, they were like bottom 5 in bench production, and that's because they run so short and they don't have a bunch of talent. And now you're telling me they're without Horford and they're without – Derek White, which is 2 more pieces and a half of Marcus Smart. So absolutely not. I'm all over Miami here. Lock it up. They're going to go out here, get a win. And Boston may make it fun. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown probably going to have good games because they're the type of players. But it doesn't look good for them against Miami, whose bench could probably beat a lot of people's starters.
Yeah, no, your point too. Like Marcus Smart probably will play, but how much can you get out of Marcus Smart? I like that angle. Moonoff, are you going contrarian here with the group and taking Celtics plus 3.5?
No, I'm not. I think it's a simple reason for me right now is that Miami Heat so far in the postseason 7-0 straight up, 7-0 against the spread at home. And I think that's a trend that I don't want to go against. And
yes, sir.
This Miami team.
Sorry, Pac-Man had a way in.
they're different at home, and I think Terrell covered a lot of the great handicap. And the point that I was going to make is that, yeah, you do get Marcus Smart back. I'm sorry, but how effective is he going to be dealing with a foot issue, right? Yeah, I'm sure you can slow down Jimmy Butler, but them now missing Derek White. I think what I read was that he's having his first child, which is why he's missing the game. Don't quote me on that, but I think that's what I read. But we know he's going to be out. Al Horford is doubtful, like Terrell said. So at the end of the day, Peyton Pritchard had a great game in game one, at least shooting the ball and providing a spark. Is that going to be consistent in game two? I don't think so. I expect this game to be a lot lower scoring. In this game, I think the books have made too much of an adjustment to that total. I think it closed at 203.5 and it's up to 207 in some spots right now. So I like the under. I'm going to continue riding with Miami here. Give me Miami -3, -3.5, and I'll take the under in this game as well.
We should. It's worth mentioning Peyton Pritchard, Sean. I'm sure you remember from DGen Madness. I believe he had a nice showing back in the summer of Sim. I don't know what this conversation took so long to get to the point. But as Moonoff so eloquently said, they just don't lose against the spread at home. As Terrell pointed out, the public will think this is a time you want to jump on the ball. I'll point to the numbers. 65% of the tickets coming in on Boston right now, while 65% of the money, Sean, on the Miami Heat. It's like we're treating Jimmy Butler, A, like he's not the son of Michael Jordan, and B, like he hasn't been dominating.
He's been the best player in the postseason.
No, and
you know what? When I saw Mac Jones give that silly fucking weak ass hug to Jason Tatum, I said that's the end of their playoff run. So let's go. I gave you Miami -7 as an alt line last time, and that cashed at +200. Woo. The books are getting a little smarter.
Don't hurt them.
Don't hurt them. Sorry, Wynn. Not sorry. Look, it's tougher this time because they obviously shrunk the juice, but we can still do Miami -8. You want to do, should we do 7 again just to keep it simple? Let's do Miami -7 again at +160. I don't know what we're watching. Why do we think Boston's going to bounce back here? They'll bounce back in game three. We're going to have a great opportunity to take Boston in game three. It's just not game two.
Yeah, I was looking. I'm sorry. I'm trying to track down the futures. Okay, yeah. Finals MVP. This is crazy because I was thinking I was gonna I was gonna pull something over on someone, but Jimmy Butler is +380. I love the story, but oh, that's like crazy low right now.
Why?
No, I mean I like it, but I'm saying them to win the finals are probably similar. Is it +380?
I mean, I think
+320.
I was gonna say I have 5-1 in my pocket from. From earlier, who else is going to win it?
That's true. Jason Tatum is +370. Curry is +145. Luka at +900. That one to me is a pretty fun one as well. Moonoff, have you gotten down on any of the Finals MVP futures? I know last year I was like, you know, touting myself a million times over for getting Chris Paul at like 40-1. Of course, I did not hedge it or sell when they were up 2-0. But do you like any of these future MVP prices?
I mean, the positions that I am holding right now, I do have a Warriors championship ticket and also that Miami Heat ticket as well. I'm going to wait till after game twos to maybe hedge out a little bit, maybe on Finals MVPs, because I think that's where the value is going to be, either on Jason Tatum for the Celtics to win the title. And then, like you said, Luka if the Mavs are going to go on and win the title at 9-1, because right now, currently over on WinBet, if you're looking at championship odds, Warriors are favored at +110, and then Miami +275, 3-1 for Boston, and then Dallas is 8-1. Obviously, with those Finals MVPs, I think that's a better ticket to have.
Yeah, not to step out of line here, but if I'm going to bet on one team for next year, like I think Dallas is the team you grab next year.
Yeah.
Future 14-1 right now.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, really?
So, I mean, in terms of, I mean, there are eight teams with better odds than the I mean, the Dallas Mavericks have the same odds as the Sixers. I like the Dallas Mavericks. Chance.
Terrell, you have any thoughts on maybe a long shot MVP? I mean, the one that always comes back in my mind is Andre
Iguodala.
Iguodala,
exactly.
Yeah,
where I was which going was with
like
this.
I think 100-1. So I always kind of take a look at these and like what old man can like Al Horford. I think is 100-1,
80-1, yeah,
or 80-1. You could maybe one of those. Any sort of crazy MVP bets you think are worth taking now?
Yeah, just bet everybody on the Warriors starting roster except Steph. No. Everybody except Steph. They just don't want to give Steph the award. They don't want to give Steph the award. So you might as well take if you just take the people other than Steph, don't really take everybody. But if you take a Draymond or if you take
Draymond winning would be hilarious.
All right, I got him in front of me. Draymond
Looney.
Yeah, Draymond, Klay Thompson are both 16-1. Let's see who else.
What about Jordan Poole?
Poole 16-1.
Poole can give you 25 a game.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
And if you think the Warriors are going to win, just take literally just take the other people other than Steph, and especially if you have Moon off and you have a Warriors championship ticket, because you would think Steph is going to win, but they've really been hesitant to give that joint to Steph. And because he has, not always had his best games in the finals, he's been a great player, but it hasn't been the best output. Somebody could easily have a better output for the course of six games or so, and they win the award. So,
I mean, Klay Thompson, the media would love to give Klay Thompson the award if he hit
a storyline.
Andrew Wiggins is 100-1, Sean. Maybe there's your 100-1.
I think Golden State Warrior. Let's go. All right. I already know what we're going to be doing Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, getting down on these crazy MVP bets.
Canadian LeBron James. That's what his nickname was, right? he's got a track record.
Canadian LeBron James. All right. We're going to move over to the Mavericks Warriors. Before we do that, shout out Athletic Greens. Oh, get up early in the morning. Not a problem. Got my Athletic Greens ready to go. Shaker bottle. Oh man, goes down so smooth because it tastes good. Again, why don't you do more healthy stuff? A, it's usually a huge pain in the ass. Or B, it tastes like crap. Neither is true for Athletic Greens. It tastes really good, especially when you look at it. You're like, oh, it's this green drink. How's it going to taste? Tastes good. Highly recommend it. And you get all the high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. The travel packs are super convenient. I know I'll be rocking those in Vegas. Perfect for Vegas, where your body's really being put through a ton. You need those adaptogens, the probiotics, the superfoods, keep you up, moving around, and give you that little pop in the morning, feeling good and feel great. If I miss a day of my Athletic Greens, I definitely notice a difference. Really helps out with gut health, energy, optimized immune system. They do it all. And over 7,000 five-star reviews. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do is go to athleticgreens.com/SGP. That's athleticgreens.com/SGP to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Right now, over on WinBet, the Mavs are now catching 6.5 plus 220 on the money line. Total sits at 214. Just kind of a rough start for the Mavs. Luka only 20 points. They shot 23% from three. Warriors just, played a lights out game, came in and just destroyed the Mavs. 24 assists in game one, and they out rebounded the Mavs 51-35. This feels like a classic zigzag game to me because I don't think Dallas is going to have such horrible shooting again. And I'm leaning to taking them plus 6.5, but Moonoff, you were correctly on the Warriors game one. What do you like game two?
Yeah, I hate to be chalky, but it's really the same handicap for what Miami. I mean, this Warriors team at home is they're a different animal. I know we talk about the zigzag three, and it seems like 6.5 is a lot of points. And like you highlighted, Sean, they did get out rebounded. They didn't shoot the ball very effectively from 3-point land. And I think Andrew Wiggins was the player of the game last night, like we talked about. I mean, he did a great job on the defensive end of the basketball. You know, for Warriors, they can throw different bodies at Luka and kind of get him off his rhythm, right? You have guys like Draymond, Andrew Wiggins, Otto Porter even had a pretty good game last night. So I think that the Warriors, again, take care of business here at home again. And then I think this is where the series starts is, you know, Dallas back at home. We saw it against Phoenix in round two, where they were in a 2-0 or 0-2 hole, got back home, and they were able to tie the series back up. But this Warriors team is just a different animal at home. I trust the role players better at home for the Warriors. Klay Thompson even has been better at home for the Warriors as well. So I'm going to say chalky here. I'm going to go Warriors. I think they take a 2-0 lead going into Dallas for games 3 and 4.
This one definitely profiles to be the trappier of the two, but I think you're right. Why are we overthinking this? Like, this is the checkers phase of the conference finals. Chess will start in game 3 with actual handicapping. I do worry with the lopsided money in this one. And just to double up on the Andrew Wiggins or the long shot MVP, like if who would guard Jimmy Butler if it was Heat Warriors? Who would be responsible for that cover?
Probably Andrew Wiggins.
So there, I mean, what's the narrative? How do you get there? Like, well, shut down the other guy's star and then score enough for the narrative to make sense.
Well, and let's say hypothetically Wiggins does play.
I think we need to go about this now.
Wiggins does shut down Jimmy Butler, but someone else on the Heat steps up and carries the scoring workload, AKA Tyler Hero. Ooh. Our boy Jake Paquin in the chat just threw out Tyler Hero 150-1 MVP. Ooh.
Yeah, and don't undersell the fact that the young people,
Terrell's reaction,
the young people like the NBA Top Shot, so don't undersell that narrative as well. Back to this game, let's head to the game threes with series down 2-0. Again, the reason why I not to be a obnoxious tout, but the reason why we were telling you so hard to take these series prices early or take your prop series prices early in the Golden State is because it's going to happen the way it's supposed to happen. The home team's going to hold serve. We seen Boston too. Like, what's Boston series price all of a sudden?
Yeah,
even money, like shocking, right? Like almost like we have a fucking crystal ball over here. Yeah, this happens every year in the NBA, and the thing you got to watch out for is if anyone starts touting zigzag in conference finals land, they don't understand. They're new to sports gambling, Sean. That's a first and second round gimmick. This is all day hometown team again. Oh no, what happened?
We lost Terrell.
All right, I got my. The system is not that durable. We're going to lose Moon off on screen for a second, but chalk. But I think you can parlay the home teams too if you really wanted to.
Really?
Like, you want to do a money liner, Golden State money line Heat.
If you like the Heat though, at 3.5, I understand taking the Warriors money line, but at -270. I
mean, I'm just pointing out other opportunities. Right?
Come on, Ryan. You know, we're supposed to be encouraging, you know, fun gambling, not playing -270 on the money line.
All right. I'm just saying if you wanted to do that, if you were a conservative guy, so.
You guys are making great points for this Warriors team. I love Luka. I love rooting for Luka. This is with my heart. I'm going to take Dallas +6.5. I think they're going to make it enough of a game, and I think they got embarrassed. I wouldn't say Boston got embarrassed. Like, certainly that third quarter run was really bad, but then they kind of made a game of it a little bit towards the end. The Mavs just got their ass kicked, and I do think Luka is a bit of a
dog. No, I thought you were going to call him a little dog.
No, he's a big dog, and I think he shows up, carries the team. And Jason Kidd, I don't know. I'm imagining a much, much better performance. So I'm going to stick with it. Dallas +6.5. Ryan.
Sean, you're going to have to check to see if Luka had light beers before the game around lunchtime. Like,
well, that's the problem. He's he's from Germany, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Slovenia. I think Slovenia. I'll look it up.
Well, the Eastern European guys, they like those heavy, dark beers, too much alcohol content.
Well, that's probably why he was having a beer. He's in the States, and he's like, oh, the American beer is soft and weak, so I can have, it's like water. I mean, I think a lot of people, I don't know who drew the attention of people, but it seems like there was a lot trending around the idea that, like, Luka has dealt with some real shit playing games in front of real hostile crowds before. And so like, I don't know what came of it from this beer, but it seemed like people were like, dude, he can do whatever he wants. That dude's seen shit. And it's just like, all right, great. But he, you know, it wasn't a good look after you get you don't show up and your team falls flat on the face.
No. And again, that's why I think this is the ultimate bounce back spot. And I'm going to stick with it. You guys are making good points about Golden State, but I'm going to stick to my guns here and take Dallas plus 6.5. Shout out to Stone Labanowitz. He like cut together a Luca highlight reel with some like sweet clips from his radio show.
This will make no one laugh. Oh, here we go again. Terrell's back. Hold on. It's always a
great way to segue, right?
Oh shit. What am I doing? What are we doing?
You need to be watching on YouTube just to see the.
I was just about to compliment myself for fixing everything. This is going to make no one laugh, you and me, Sean. But it reminded me of when a friend of ours made a love song for someone. It was cute.
Oh wow, that takes. You see me what back.
I? Yeah, that yes. was a.
All right, so we got Terrell back.
Yeah, I'm going to just fix some things, and we'll be right back to where we were.
All right, Terrell, if you missed it, I stuck to my guns. I'm still on Mavs plus 6.5.
Thank you.
Ryan and Moon off from our Golden State. Let's go, Mavs.
Hold on, because the internet guys tried to stop me. I was ready. I was ready to come in because this is still this hard-fighting Mavs team.
Yes. And
Golden State can piss away a cover at home. They've done it plenty of times. They can piss away a cover at home. The freaking Memphis Grizzlies without Ja Morant got the cover at home with Golden State. You're telling me that the Mavs can't do it? The Mavs can absolutely do it. I was a sharp, and I told you to bet the unders of Mav players last time because they just weren't going to show up in game one. And Luka hit. Dorian Finney-Smith and Jalen Brunson, who I name dropped, both of them hit. This is the rebound spot for them. Do they get the win? Possibly. I'm not going to sit here and guarantee it, but 6.5 is too many points. This is the line that they want you to fall for. They gave you the 5 last time because they were like, all right, they're going to trust the 5. It's going to be a blowout. So when we move it to 6.5, they're going to be like, nah, I don't care. It's still going to be a blowout. Nope. This is when the Mavericks come. They keep it a close game.
That's me laughing at
Terrell. Nope. Terrell's all on it. Love it.
I don't know why you're so hard up on betting on Dallas. I'm just going to have to cut a highlight reel of you backing Dallas this entire NBA season.
Like Dallas plus 230 to win the last series.
It doesn't matter.
Let's go.
Sean, come on. Your dad might listen to an NBA show.
All right. Time for our lock and a dog. Again, you can do whatever you want as far as dogs. Maybe you parlay some stuff. I'm talking to Team Chalk over here with Ryan and Moonoff. So, you want to parlay stuff? I know Ryan likes the alt lines. Any of that?
I gave out a plus 200 alt line. You're talking shit.
Is up for grabs? No, I'm explaining the options, Ryan, and I'm also explaining that IP Vanish is a perfect way to hide your IP, make your internet secure, safe. Again, you're doing banking on it. You're traveling. So many ways people can get into your internet activity.
That room that Terrell's in definitely needs IP Vanish. Yes,
exactly. Whatever's going on there, you don't want that. You don't want hackers or prying eyes getting involved. That's why you're going to get IP Vanish. Makes you virtually invisible online. It's just that simple. And they got a 30-day money-back guarantee. If you don't like it within 30 days, again, get your money back. I know you're going to like it, though. 70% off their yearly plan when you use our link, ipvanish.com/SGP. Get 70% off ipvanish.com/SGP. Kramer, I'll give you the honors. Give us your lock and your dog.
Wow. Okay. Thank you so much for letting me go first. Miami Heat lock. What's the best way to play the lock here? Is it just play the Miami minus 3.5? Sure. All right, dog. Miami minus 1.5 games for the series plus 170.
Ooh, that's a good price.
Yeah. Again, these idiots seem to think Boston's a good team. It's out of control. I don't understand what's going on.
Very in play.
And because I'm a fucking I'm a dog, I'm going to give you Miami minus 7 plus 160.
Miami.
Which actually now I'm seeing is +155. Like people are live listening and betting because the alt numbers are plummeting. Well,
and those are fun. The alt numbers are especially fun when you're doing the win, build your own bet. Like you like Jimmy Butler over points, tie it with Miami -7 plus. I mean, you could cook together something
actually
pretty good.
Let's go to -9 because it's 2-1. I have found, and I don't know enough about the costing around half points in the NBA. Just knowing what I know about football and applying it to the NBA, there seems to be some extra value once you're stretching out to 5.5, 6.5 points past the actual spread. You start getting a little bit extra juice on your bet. So it might be, I have to do some deep diving, but it might be worth going a little further.
Moonoff, what do you got? Lock and some sort of dog here.
Yeah, I'm gonna go in the same game here. I'm gonna go with the under in the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics game tonight. I think it's at 207 over on WinBet. So I'll take the under there. For my dog, I'm gonna get a little spicy here.
Ooh.
I'm gonna go Tyler Hero to get a double double tonight at 16-1.
Big dog alert.
I think he's on the cusp of it again. I'm not worried about the points. You know, he's been in double digit points in every single one of the games so far, except for two in the postseason. We know he plays well against the Boston Celtics, but he's right there with the rebounding. He had 8 rebounds in game one against the Boston Celtics. He only played 27 minutes. I'm expecting to get a little more uptick in minutes and possibly get those rebounds. And who knows, get also probably get the assist as well if they're going to, you know, maybe double Jimmy or something like that. So Tyler Hero, 16-1 double double tonight.
That's fun. This is a man who brought some creative.
I mean, 16-1. Let's go.
It's almost like he knew Terrell was going to have the sweet lights going, and he had to come heavy with the bat.
My fingers are itching for that paper because, oh my God, I'm playing that bet. Ooh, I'm so excited. I love to hear a 16-1 bet.
Oh, let's go. All right, Terrell, you're up. What do you got for a lock, and what do you got for a dog?
Yeah, no, not thinking, overthinking. It's Miami -3.5. Yeah. Just lock it up. we're gonna ride shock with that one. And for my dog, let's go with. I want to avoid the Warriors' third quarter explosion as much as possible. So I'll take Dallas first half +175. I think that they keep it going for the duration of a first half and really go out and try to make it known that they do not want to play from behind and they brace themselves for the explosion that the Warriors give you in the third quarter.
Oh, love it. All
I
right.
like that.
I'm taking Miami -3.5 for my lock. I'm copying your dog, Terrell, because I think you made a great point. Dallas first half +175. I was also doing a little building my own bet here over on Win. Okay. Miami Heat -8.5. Tyler Hero over 18 points. Tyler Hero over 3 assists +700. Feels pretty spicy. Or do I swap it out for rebounds for Tyler Hero?
That's fun. I mean,
I think you're safer with rebounds for Tyler Hero.
Yeah. All right, let me do some little adjust because the more I think, yeah, the assists could get a little wonky.
And just to give, just
what
to
do mute, they have these rebounds set at
3+, 4+, 5+.
Oh wow, you building some bets over there.
So if I do 4+ rebounds, I can get it still at +700.
Can you play the construction sound effect, please? Well, so people know you're building. Yeah. Real quick, Terrell, you like the first half for Dallas. If someone wanted to play Dallas to win the first half and Golden State to win the game,
ooh,
+450.
Ooh.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Right. Sean, have you given out picks yet?
Yeah. Okay. No, I just gave it out.
You're just building it out. You're just building something.
No, I copied Terrell with his dog and then Miami -3.5. And then I threw in the build your own bet of Tyler Hero over 18 points, Miami -8.5, and 4 rebounds. You're good.
And by the way, that's a lot of growth, Sean, stacking the money green showing there. Would not have credited his copy of a bet years past. So
that's why we bring the NBA guys on. Ryan, iron sharpens iron, I believe is the phrase, right?
Yep, that's what Evan Neal and Kayvon Thibodeau are doing right now at the OTAs. Let's go, baby. You brought it up.
Oh, I got to find the Mr. Jones job. All right, guys, a lot of fun and looking forward to seeing you in person in a couple days in the Blue Wire studio at the beautiful Wynn in Las Vegas. Going to be doing a bunch of shows there Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Stay tuned. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. You don't want to miss it. YouTube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. follow Moonoff the Machine on Twitter at SportsNerd824, and follow Terrell as well at ReallyRell_.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
Moonoff, Terrell, Sean, it's been delightful.
Kramer, let it ride.